Climate change is bringing warmer temperatures to Okanagan summers. That might sound nice for beachgoers, but it can be stressful for grapevines. New research from Genome BC is exploring how exactly high temperatures affect wine crops. They're also looking at how the vines can beat the heat. Simone Castellarin is a professor of biology at UBC and a Canada Research Chair in Viticulture and is with us this morning. Simone, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for joining us. What does heat in general, what do we already know about what heat does to wine crops?
Okay, so we know that grapevines and grapes in general, they kind of like heat, they like warm places, right? And that's also why we grow grapes here in British Columbia in the Okanagan Valley, which is somehow the warmest place in the province. And so grapes like heat. They ripe well when they have warm climates, warm summers. However, what they do not like is extreme heat, like very high temperatures. We know that above 35 degrees Celsius is where grapes start somehow shutting down a bit and reducing the capability of fixing carbon, producing sugar for ripening the fruit. So this is about what we know.
Okay, now, and we'll get to the research here in just a moment, but I guess one of my questions is, why do we need to research this in the first place? Like, they grow wine in Sicily. It's hot in Sicily. Why don't we already know this?
Yes. Well, we grow grapes and wine all over the world, and in some cases, as you say, in very warm places, right? But we do grow different varieties, so not necessarily all the grape varieties can sustain very high temperature. In fact, as a matter of fact, there are some varieties that we grow in very warm or hot climates like Sicily, Portugal, Greece, that we know they tend to do well in those extreme climates. But the varieties we grow internationally, including here in Canada, they, as I say, they like warm climates, but they might misperform when the heat gets too extreme.
Okay. All right, so then that brings us to your research. What will you be looking at exactly? What question will this research answer?
Yeah, well, one question is how the grape varieties we are growing here in British Columbia are dealing with heat waves. So when these grapes, I think you might be familiar with some of them, like Cabernet Franc, I don't know, Syrah, we grow in the southern part of the Okanagan. When they are hit by a heat wave, how do they do? Do they impair their quality or their capability of producing optimal fruit for wine production, or they are tolerant? So we are in our research comparing 10 different varieties that are grown in the Okanagan and exploring how they cope with the heat wave that generally are, in our case, our experimental heat waves are around 40 degrees Celsius for 3 to 5 days. And so we are studying how these heat waves affect the quality of the grapes and the performance of the vine in general. That's one aspect. Another aspect is to understand how the combination between heat and drought have an effect on the quality and the performance of the vine. So we study what happens if a heat wave hits a vineyard that is well irrigated or, you know, has plenty of water, or a vineyard that is somehow under drought conditions. And we are studying if this the effect of a heat wave are different so that we can tune irrigation in order to address a heat wave and somehow mitigate a potentially negative effect of the heat wave. And lastly, we are studying some products that are called biostimulant products that are a product we can apply in the vineyard to help the grapevine to cope with heat stress. Those are commercial products based on natural compounds that are extracted from plants, on So they are somehow compounds that the plant has already, but we are giving them somehow a supplement to be able to tolerate or mitigate the effect of a heat wave.
Now, is this research done in a laboratory under controlled conditions, or is this done in the field under natural conditions?
So actually both. So we have we are performing parallel experiments in the laboratory. We have some grow chambers where we put grapevines inside, and we can tune the temperature or modulate the temperature to simulate these heat waves. However, those are small plants in pots, so we can learn a lot from that, but it's not necessarily directly transferable to field conditions, right? And we do have actually experiments in the field in the Okanagan Valley, in the southern part, in Oliver, where we are in collaboration with our industry partner, Andrew Peller. We are simulating some heat waves using little tunnels, little greenhouses, let's say, that we put around the plants to make sure we can heat up the plant to 40 or more degrees Celsius. This is kind of our approach to simulate heat waves in vineyards with real plants that are actually producing fruit for the wine of the next season. But also, I will just add that we have in the Okanagan normally heat waves naturally occurring every year with several days that are around 40 degrees Celsius, right? We haven't had such an extreme heat wave this summer yet, but our calculations or our research is showing that more or less every year we have one or two of them naturally.
And when and how would you expect industry to be able to use this research?
Yeah, well, this is a project that is will last for 2-3 years. So we are, as I say, it will take for us a while to understand better how to use these strategies to mitigate heat waves. As I say, directly in collaboration with the industry, and we are using products and techniques that are commercially available. So if we learn that these strategies are working, then the industry potentially can adopt these strategies, right away, or let's say try these strategies in the, do their own experiments somehow and see if in their vineyards these proposed strategies work well. But yeah, we expect that in 3 to 5 years from now, this knowledge can be transferred to the industry.
Very interesting to talk to you, Simone. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Bye-bye. Simone Castellerin is a professor and researcher at UBC, professor of biology and a Canada research chair in viticulture. It's 7:20 Pacific time. You're listening to CBC Radio 1 in British Columbia.